The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is, of course, Palm Sunday, which is ordinarily one of the best attended masses of the entire year. Why? Because we give out free stuff. Blessed palms are one of the most beloved of the sacramentals of the Church, and you are able to pick yours up in the vestibule after Mass. We could also call today the Feast of the Coronation of Christ. His being crowned King is shown both as our Lord entering into Jerusalem to the loud hosannas, and then his taking his place upon his throne of the cross with the crown of thorns. Christ was welcomed as a king to Jerusalem, a king of peace. He was riding a donkey and not a horse of war. But what a big difference a few hours make. Because in a few hours, at least some of those who had welcomed him with loud hosannas were also crying out, "Crucify him! Give us Barabbas!" It is a truly heart-wrenching thing to have to say, "Crucify him. Give us Barabbas," is it not? And yet, that is what we do whenever we sin. Whenever we sin, we crucify our Lord again. And yet, Christ comes and dies for us. He does it of his own will and freely, knowingly. He comes to defeat the world, the flesh, the devil, and death itself. And because of this, the gates of heaven have been opened for you and for me. Because we have such a king, one who is willing to suffer and die for us and be raised from the dead. And that is why our hearts cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.